Robin Ross, Jacaranda FM.
Rob, wat is hierdie ding met die verjaarsdag koek en 'n kind?
No, we're just giggling. A friend had their toddler shouting about wanting birthday cake, please.
Okay.
But their birthday's in like September.
Oh, okay. Okay. But that's a great thing about being adults, right? Is you can buy a birthday cake for yourself today. If
yes.
That's what you want.
No,
but
exactly.
If you're a toddler, someone else is responsible for that purchase.
Yeah. So, got us thinking, what is the most unreasonable request your toddler has made of you?
Oh, I've got so many. I could so buy. My een wat uitstaan, ons was iewers en Fallon was 2. En sy het haar klein cereal bar op die vloer laat val. And then we wouldn't let her eat it. So then the first tantrum was because she let it fall on the floor. And then she was like, eat, because you know they can't even really speak that well
yeah.
at that time.
Like, why
and
can't
says,
I
why
eat
can
it?
Why can I not eat this thing off the floor in it, that fell in the sand?
I can reach it. It's right there, mother.
Yes.
Let me eat my bar.
Yes. I don't care that it's dirty. So yeah, unreasonable toddler requests. I'm sure there are many.
Liesel on the Facebook page also says, my toddler wanted us to make his birthday come earlier because he's tired of waiting for it.
Agreed.
Relatable content.
Totally.
Mandy says, my son gets upset because we don't go to the beach every weekend. We live in Rietendale.
Yes. We want to hear what are some of the most unreasonable requests your toddler has ever made. The WhatsApp line is open 084-850-0942.
Some of these are so good. Mpo sent us one saying, the kid wanted fresh pup at 6 a.m. because, quote unquote, he didn't have cornflakes hunger.
That's going to be my new thing. We're like, nee, wil jy gaan uit eet? Daar's kos by die huis. Yeah, I don't have kos by die huis hunger.
Yeah, I've got pizza hunger.
Oh, my word. That is too funny. And then Mandy also says, we spoke about Mandy's one. I want to play Martin's voice note. Martin, I can't believe that you guys didn't actually make a plan with this request.
Not mine, but my sister's toddler once asked us to make a sun as dim as the moon because the sun was too bright.
Like, what is that? Nadia says, my son wanted to take home one of the baby alligators when we visited a croc farm. He cried his heart out. Annette, my daughter at age 10, so not even a toddler, wanted me to get a butler. She said, he's a very useful person. He carries your suitcase and polishes your shoes. She's not wrong.
No, she's not
wrong. Then I'm wondering if Louis Marie lives in my house. My son is mad because Ronaldo does not live in South Africa, and we also don't live in a mansion, and we don't own a golden Lamborghini. It's like I'm speaking to James every day.
But oh, mom,
do you think we could save for a Lamborghini? No, no, no. Marilise is op die lyn. Marilise, welcome by the Drive with Robin Ross.
Oh, you handed.
Goed en jy. What is the unreasonable toddler request wat jy moet hanteer?
So, 'n paar jaar terug met COVID het ons op vakantie gegaan en Cyril of President Cyril Ramaphosa het net die strande toegemaak en my 6-jarige was ongelooflik kwaad geweest en hy het vir my gevra ek moet nou dadelik vir Cyril bel en vra hy moet asseblief die strande oopmaak. En ek het toe nou op die einde laat hy van my voice note stuur en ek het toe my man gesê so hy dink hy het nou vir Cyril 'n boodskap gestuur.
Okay.
Maar ja,
wow.
Nietemin moes ons toe na my huis toe gaan want ongelukkig was die strande toe nou reeds toegemaak.
Open up the beaches.
There should be a president's hotline, I'm sorry.
100%. 100%. Julle het presies die regte ding gedoen. Cyril, maak die strande oop. Baie dankie Marilise.
Bye, donkey.
084-850-0942. Unreasonable toddler requests you've had to handle. Let us know.
Yeah, and then after the traffic, we are going to get into what happens if the toddler request doesn't go as they would really like it to go.
Alex says, my 2-year-old son confidently asks me every time we get in the car whether or not he can drive.
Oh.
I mean, why not?
Okay.
He feels like he can do it. Go for it.
Yes, it's the confidence for me. This one from Hanalee. I can't believe that Hanalee's daughter is already realizing the power of money.
Hi, Robin Ross. Ek het net gisteraan so 'n reasonable request gehad, wat ek R50 moes betaal het om vir my 4-jarige dogtertjie oogdruppels in haar oë te gooi, want haar oë is bietjie geïrriteerd van 'n allergie of iets wat sy het. Wou nie verniet lê, laat ek dit ingooi nie, ek moet al betaal om dit in te kry. So ja.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Take your meds. No, pay me.
Pay me. Look after me. You can look after me if you pay me.
Little entrepreneur.
If you pay me. Tracy is on the line. Tracy, welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Hi, thank you.
Tracy, what is your story with your unreasonable toddler request? Apparently, this was one that didn't end so well for them.
Yes, when she was around 3 years old, her grandfather was making dinner and he wasn't cooking fast enough to her liking. And every time she asked, when is it done, he would say, wach net a bikkie. And then she decided to have a meltdown and hysterically cry. And then she said, well done, opa, dan sal ek mamay snot eet.
Why must kids?
Was she lying? She's like, okay, cool. Jy sê die hele tijd vir my, wach a bikkie, wat moet ek dan nou eet?
My well, snot. She does profusely, and she said, "Oh, snot ordentlik maak jy daai dag."
Oh no!
Wow!
I'm so sorry, Trace.
Wow!
It's okay. She's big and flourishing today.
It's the snot. I'm telling you, it's the snot.
Thanks for the message. You appreciate it. So many of these coming in. We might have to come back for another round of this at some stage.
Can I play one really cute one?
Share it,
Etienne.
Glad nie unreasonable nie. My dokterkie het gevra of hy asseblief al die diere in die kreerwoudtuin kan koop en huis toe vat, want hulle is super cute.
Cute.
I mean, come on. You want the whole of the Lion King in your house. Like, Come on, let's go. Awesome, awesome stuff. Unreasonable toddler requests. We've all been there, and it is sometimes not the best place to be.